So let's talk about the animes that we watched this week. Yeah. The first one is World End. What do you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us? That's one pretty complicated title. And the second one is Barakamon, Pokemon. Yeah, right. Oh, so let's talk about it. Yeah. So here is the first one. Here's the Blu-ray.
Show me.
You can check it out. You can remove this. Yeah. Take a screenshot, guys. This isn't the internet. So let's keep it like World End. No, check the title again. World End, what are you doing at the end? Are you busy? Can you save me? Can you save us? Well, I don't know. It just depends how, yeah. So it has my anime list score of 7.75 to this day. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why either. It itself, well, we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about the anime. Yeah, so I'm very thrilled because we're going to dive into this enchanting world of this complex story and brace yourself, yeah. Because it's a roller coaster of emotions, because this anime delivers all fronts, from heartwarming moments to heart-wrenching decisions and sad depression. Yeah. But first things first, the world building in this anime is nothing short of memorizing. The story takes place in this captivating post-apocalyptic world where humanity is on the brink of extinction. Really? Because I thought... No. Okay. So these giant, terrifying creatures known as beasts have literally like destroyed the majority of civilization, leaving these floating islands. Exactly. Floating islands and last survivors, humans in the world. But there are also other creatures, not just humans. And the anime have this vibe of steampunk.
Yeah, it reminds me of The Last Exile.
Yeah, you know what? It does. Yeah. Because the planes... But anyway, hold on to your seat, guys, because the story is just getting started. Our protagonist, he's a very kind, hard guy, you know, and he stumbles until these girls named or known as leprechauns, which are just magical girls that are able to control these weapons, and with them they can combat the beast. Why do you say beast like that? Just like quotation, okay. What about not say magical girls in quotation? Well, yeah, don't be fooled about the magical girls label. These girls are far from the typical flirty and cute trope.
Yeah.
They have complex backgrounds and personalities.
Yeah, correct.
But it's actually thanks to them that we have our base. They carry so much of the anime, not just our main two protagonists. We have the guy and the girl who I'm afraid to pronounce her name, Katholi. I don't even remember. I mean, I do, but yeah, I understand. Well, anyway, as the anime unfolds, you're going to be witness of the heartwarming moments of friendship and love. But be warned, this is not just a
tale.
Correct. This anime has a lot of stuff. It has battles, romantic love, and oh no, my friends, this story delves into dark territories, exploring themes of sacrifice, loss, and the weight of destiny. Wow, I know. Pretty good. The anime is top-notch, and one of the things that I really enjoyed was actually the music. The memorizing soundtrack was spectacular, along with the visual. I mean, this is an anime from 2017, yeah. So, the experience is like, I mean, it's not that old, exactly. It's good. It's, you know, one of the things that, one of my mistakes was that I actually read the ending.
What?
Yeah. So I knew what was going to happen at the end. I was kind of like prepare for it, even though, and again, going back to the soundtrack, there were some moments on the anime that you were like, huh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
Is this anime going to end like sad?
I agree.
But yeah, but
you know what? I did read after we finished the anime, and I found out that there is more story.
Oh, really?
Yes. But they never done a second season, even though it takes years to do another season.
Well, you know what? Thank you for letting me know that. Can you tell me later?
Yeah, I'll think about it.
But here's the thing. There are some animes out there that take years to do a second season. And I wouldn't be surprised in the future if they do this, because people are still talking about it. There are some animes that after they're done, people just stop talking about them.
Yeah.
But this one, everybody keeps saying stuff.
Yeah, so that's good.
That's very good. The animation is top of the notch, capturing the beauty of the floating islands. I really enjoyed taking a lot of pictures of it. Very inspiring,
exactly.
Now let's talk about, without spoilers, the ending. No, don't worry, guys. The anime wraps up with a
bittersweet conclusion that will leave you both satisfied and emotionally wrecked.
But, you know, it's an ending that sticks with you long after the credits roll, making you ponder the profound message hidden within the story.
I agree.
Yeah, so it's an absolute must-watch. Be prepared to embark in this emotional journey.
Of course, yeah. Let's grab some popcorn.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be already.
Did you imagine?
Oh, of course, of course. Brace yourself, guys, because it's immersed. It's a beautiful tale, to be honest. Are we going to watch it again? Oh, you know what? Maybe in the future, yeah. I mean, we haven't, so...
All right, so let's go talk about the other one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take away the Blu-ray.
Okay, so let's set up. And how do we want to do this?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
But come on, Pokemon. Did they say why it's called like that? You know what? They did, and I kind of like forgot. It has a meaning.
Oh, he's going to search.
He's going to Google it.
Stop the video.
No, don't stop. Okay, it means energetic, cheerful one. So I guess,
because of the kid.
No, it's something, it has to do with the island, Iceland dialect.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, you're shocked. Dislike this video. Well, at least I got the Blu-ray.
Yeah, how much did it cost?
I don't remember what I bought. Oh, horrible.
But check this out. I mean, it's very nice.
Yeah, you already opened it, so... It's worthless now. It's like $1.
$2. I have 2 Blu-rays. And then I can remove the thing here, the paper. Have something in the back.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Yes, okay.
So, Barakamon. It's Pokemon. It's an absolute gem of anime that really takes you on a heartwarming and delightful journey. It's like one of those slices of life series that follows this talented yet arrogant calligrapher that he's being exiled to a rural island after some... problem that
after punching a guy.
No, but yeah, he's now going to this beautiful island and he's going to go into a personal growth and self-discovery towards friendships and children and a lot of kids making him go crazy. The animation is very, very perfectly captures the essence of the island. Very, very good. I really enjoyed it because it really takes you to this, in a way, rural Japan. I mean, I am always... watching animes regarding, you know, it could be like out of world. How do you call this type of animes?
I forgot.
Isekai, yeah. So, all there in the city. So, not many times we get to see something like this. Unless it's a Studio Ghibli movie.
Exactly.
So, this anime really takes you to this journey with breathtaking landscape and very vibrant characters. And the interaction with the kids, it was crazy. And it's not just the kids. All the lockers, everyone over there has... some lovable and mischievous things going on, especially the little girl. Yeah, so really brings out the best of him. And of course, his friends eventually move in. They're just visiting, right?
Yeah,
and the 2 high school girls. That was very... In fact, one of the girls was very hilarious, you know, because she was writing a manga.
Yeah.
It was so silly. Anyway, to me, the anime strikes a perfect balance between... humor and serious notes, leaving you with a genuine sense of joy and satisfaction after each episode. It's really, it's like a celebration of life's simple pleasure of artistic expression and the importance of connection with others.
Yeah. Very well said.
Oh, thank you. I read the script that you wrote. All right, what do you think? Well, what did my anime give? Oh, it gave it a 8.4. That's good. I mean, yeah. For me, whatever you got on my anime list, 7.5 and above is good, in my opinion. Except that one that, yeah. That I already agreed, but we're not going to talk about that. All right, so Barakamon is a very heartwarming masterpiece that deserves all the praise that it's getting, even though it's a very old anime. It's a must-watch anime. So, have you seen it? Have you liked it? Let us know in the comments. Otaku didn't like it too much. Well, I'm going to watch something different now. So more action.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, but it was good.
Yes.
All right. So we'll see each other later.
Why not?
All right.